Track number 4. The artillery. Just as with a warship, the strength of a fortress like Touro relied on its cannons. An immovable ship topped by a huge white flag, the Chateau de Touro had more than 20 cannons, whose cannonballs were destined to destroy all enemy ships. The bunkers housing the cannons were accessed from the main courtyard. Back in the 18th century, wars were mostly carried out in spring and summer. In winter, the cannons were put away.
Alors oui, il faut imaginer déjà que à cette époque, on attaque quand il fait beau. Donc en fait, les attaques.
Guillaume Lécuyer, historian specializing in fortifications.
Il faut passer une pièce d'artillerie. Donc c'est un canon à la fin du XVIIe siècle.
Here we are in a bunker. It measures 4 meters by 3.60 meters. It would have held a 24-pound cannon, firing cannonballs of 12 kilos each, with a range of 600 to 2,000 meters. The cannon itself weighed 2.5 tons, the carriage weighed 500 kilos, and it stood 2.70 meters tall. Firing the cannon required a gunner with a team of 4. The cannon had to be set in place, then they would open the hatch, draw back the cannon to charge it, and put it into place on the battery, using pulleys on either side of the opening. Once this preparation was complete, the gunner would give the order to fire.
Chacun son poste. Détapez, démarrez le canon. Préparez, bouchez la lumière, écouvillonnez, à la poudre. Refouloir, mettez la poudre dans le canon. Refoulez, mettez le boulet, le valet dans le canon. En batterie, amorcez, pointez, au bout de feu, feu.
Et là, il s'est passé 5 minutes.
The process would take 5 minutes. After setting up in the cramped space of the bunker, the Touro gunners still had their work cut out for them.
Donc on va imaginer maintenant qu'on se trouve dans la caserne.
Now you have to imagine that you've just fired. You now have 3 tons of equipment that suddenly jolts back 1.5 meters. You also have this enormous detonation that sends shockwaves through the whole building and can be heard 15 kilometers away. Next, you have to consider the smoke that's now filling the bunker and the courtyard, even rising to the upper platform. Finally, if someone's forgotten to open the windows, they will have broken, leaving shards of glass all over the courtyard. Up on the terrace, the gunners are not choked by the smoke. They have fresh air, but they're exposed. They're not necessarily better off. What would it have been like on the platform back in the 18th century? Imagine a cramped space littered with a dozen cannons of various capacities.
C'est une sorte de bric-à-brac, on va trouver des canons anciens et puis des pièces beaucoup plus récentes.
It would have been quite a mixed bunch. Cannons of all types, old and new, working together. At that time, there would have been openings in the walls to let the cannons through, and there would have been pyramids of cannonballs next to each piece of artillery. All of this would have been very heavy, cumbersome equipment, probably not maintained in peace times. And the cannons would have been damaged by the rain and the sea air. The wooden supports would rot. That is the reality of the artillery at Touro. As for the troops themselves, that's the topic of track number 5.